This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Why Your Story podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we are so excited to be here today, aren't we, MJ?
I am so excited. I'm excited about our topics.
Do you have COVID-19?
I do not. I just test people.
Well, I'm very grateful, but we are really practicing social distancing right now because you're at least two arm lengths away, so we're good.
At least.
Fantastic. We hope everybody is healthy and well out there, and you've had another fabulous 2 weeks away from the Why Your Story podcast. Today, we've got a very, very cool topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart.
It should be. Since it has your name in it.
You're darn tootin' it does.
That's right.
We're going to talk about the history of the beautifulest town in Wyoming. It's really not a town, is it?
It is a town.
Is it? Does it have a post office?
No.
I think you have to have a post office to be a town.
Oh, you do?
I don't know. But there's a sign.
Yeah, I think they're a town.
I think they're a town.
Yeah.
Darn right. The town of Osmond, Wyoming.
That's right, and it's one of the prettiest.
Right here in beautiful Star Valley, we're going to talk a little bit about its roots, where it came from, why it's there, and we might even share some dirt on the people that live there today.
We might not.
So, oh, gosh. MJ, break it down for us. How did this little town get started back in the day?
Well, back in the day, there was... If you belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, there was a stake president named George Osmond. I guess he's related to you.
Yeah, there's probably a connection since he was my great-great-grandfather.
Great. That's great. Ha ha. And so it was named after him. However, he didn't live there. The first people that lived there were the Henderson family. And I think he was a polygamist and had four wives. He brought the fourth one up later. The town originally, because it's by Dry Creek and it's in a really pretty area, it was originally called Little Sweden because it's so pretty. And do you know why Star Valley is called Star Valley with all these little towns in it?
My understanding is that they refer to it as the Star of All Valleys.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right? Do you know where that was keyed?
No.
Who first started that?
Who?
I don't know.
No, I don't.
That's why I'm asking you.
I don't. I just know that that's exactly because there's so many pretty little valleys in here, and Osmond being one of them. And some of the other families that helped found the town were Perkins, Olsons, the Vigels, the Hills, the Kriegers, the Kendalls. And they had 3 to 12 acres, and they would grow grass and grain up in that area because it was just so pretty.
It is a neat little spot. And those I remember as a kid coming into Star Valley, as you're coming down from the south end and you drop into the valley, there's a sign right there that says Osmond. And I remember that was the coolest thing I ever saw as a kid because there was an actual town with my name. And of course, my great-great-grandfather knew that it was really named after myself. Even though it was, what, three generations later? Four generations. But as I talk to people today, you know, one of my favorite things to say is, well, do you have a town named after you? Is there a Parker?
There is Parker, Colorado.
No. Parker, Wyoming. Who cares about Colorado?
Coloradans.
Well, I know, but we are Star Valley Internet Media here. There could be a Sheboygan, Colorado.
There could be. I don't know if there's a Parker, Colorado, but it wouldn't be named after my husband's family. And my last name, maiden name, was McMillan. And I'm pretty darn sure there are no towns named McMillan, even though it's very Scottish.
I didn't know your maiden name was McMillan.
Yes.
I've heard of like McMillan.
No, McMillan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Could you imagine? I'm from McMillan.
Yeah. Well, it kind of has a good ring.
It does.
It's better than...
It's almost like what is that, Tracy Bird, the watermelon crawl type? I want to start just singing watermelon crawl.
That's funny. Crawl, so fun fact about Du Bois, Wyoming. Do you know what it was originally called?
I'm not even sure how you correctly say that. Is it Du Bois?
It's Du Bois.
Du Bois.
So it was named after Mr. Du Bois from France, just like the Tetons, and I won't say what those really mean. But Du Bois, as I say it, was originally named Never Sweat, and I think they should have left it because you really don't sweat a lot in certain towns in Wyoming because it's so cool here. But I think Never Sweat Wyoming would have been a great name, but it's Du Bois now.
Du Bois.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
but
amazing.
But back to Osmond, sorry, I scrolled.
Yeah, let's stay on topic. We got all off right on McMillan. So let's stick with Osmond. So my great-great-grandfather, George, okay, he was asked by Brigham Young to come into Star Valley. He was originally, he went from the Salt Lake area, Ogden area, and then Brigham Young asked him to come up to Bear Lake.
Nice.
And then when he was in Bear Lake, Brigham Young asked him to take a second wife and come over into Star Valley and help settle Star Valley.
So did he have both wives up here?
No.
Oh, one in Bear Lake and one in Star Valley.
So, well, here's the story, and I can relate to this. So you're living happily there in Bear Lake, and what a great town Bear Lake is, right?
Sure.
I mean, come on. And then Brigham Young asks you to take another wife and go to Star Valley. I mean, talk about going from good to bad.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you know?
Right.
And the second wife was way younger.
Oh, boy.
Than the first wife.
Mm.
So guess what the first wife said?
Adios, amigo.
Yep, good luck.
I kind of like her
already. I know, she's awesome. So anyway, she stayed. She stayed with the kids, a bunch of the kids.
Huh.
And George came up into Star Valley. And they arrived here in September.
Okay.
And could you imagine just coming in a wagon in September and thinking, okay, winter, because winter starts like September 3rd.
That's true.
You know, and so they actually lived in a dugout in the side of the Swift Creek.
Oh, wow.
At the mouth of Swift Creek, their first winter here. And maybe I mentioned that before, but so anyway, yeah. And that's kind of how the Osmond family got into Star Valley, was great, great grandpa George. Anyway, so, you know, after that, then, you know, they started farming and just trying to do whatever they could. In reading great-great-grandma's journal here in the Valley, she talks about trading with the Indians, trading bread and stuff with the Indians. And it is really cool, some of the history of back in the Star Valley.
Oh, it is, because like Auburn, they came, the natives were here because of the salt and the game.
Yeah.
Because Auburn was just like thriving with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this was a really neat place to be.
For sure.
In the summer.
Yeah.
I don't know what they saw in this place in the winter.
But maybe they're having an Indian fall, or Indian summer, you know, that goes longer.
Ah, I gotcha. And that could be the case.
That happens once in a blue moon.
Yep. That's cool.
So are you from the younger wife? Okay.
I am. Okay. I am from Amelia. She was the second younger wife.
Okay.
Yep. And so George and Amelia, they had several boys, I'm trying to remember, but one of those boys was Rulin Osmond. So Rulin was my great grandpa.
Okay.
And Rulin was actually killed when he was 23 years old, when my grandpa was only 3 years old.
Oh, wow.
He was out helping the king. His name was Font King. It was over somewhere above Freedom, get firewood. And Font King had gotten his horses stuck coming out with firewood, so my great-grandpa unhitched his team, hooked it onto Font's team, and in so doing, one of his horses got spooked and kicked him in the liver and lacerated his liver. And so they threw him on a buckboard, and he survived from Freedom to the hospital in Afton and survived that night, but passed away early the next morning.
Wow.
So my great-grandma had three boys under the age of four and under.
Oh, that's so sad.
Wouldn't that be... tough.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Very tough. So anyway, that's so George had Rulin, and then Rulin is my great grandfather, and then my grandpa was George, and of course George, his posterity are the Singers, of which my dad is one of them.
Okay.
So my dad's Merrill. So my family was, so really I would be a fifth generation Star Valley. I had my grandpa come back after the war, but after World War II, he went in the military, and then he got stationed in Ogden, and then left the military and just stayed in Ogden, where he met grandma.
All right.
But all of my grandpa's brothers, they still stayed here, and they farmed. They had ground in Fairview, and then my grandpa and his brother had a farm there in Etna. And
wow. So do you have relatives here now?
Nope. As far as I know, I am the only one. No. I do have a distant cousin that is a police officer in Jackson, and he lives up Star Valley Ranch way.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I do have relatives still here.
That's neat. That's great.
Anyway, it's kind
I love
of a fun
history.
Story.
It's so fun.
It's good history.
It is.
Anyway, that's my claim to fame is, do you have a town named after you in Star Valley?
Yeah.
Very few people can say that.
That's true. So, yeah. We should talk to your dad.
You think?
Yeah, I kind of want to find out what you were like. Because I already think
Well, then
I know.
We're definitely not calling my dad. I wonder what he would do if we just prank called him.
Oh, we should.
Let's do it. Let's prank call Merrill Osmond, should we?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So those of you that don't know, my father, I call him father because that's how I was raised, is Merrill Osmond.
Is he the fifth oldest boy?
There was nine kids, so yeah, he'd be five because he's right in the middle. Yep.
All right.
Yep. So he was the lead singer of the Osmond family, and it has been fun to grow up.
And did you share his musical talent?
Of course.
With your voice?
Of course. Don't I sound...
Don't I sound
Moon River?
Okay.
Wider than a mile.
Where did they get their start? Was that on the Andy Williams show?
Yeah, what a great story. That should be for another podcast.
Okay.
Because that's actually a really fun story to tell.
Okay.
How a little Mormon family out of Ogden, Utah became so popular. That's a real story.
That's cool.
All right, I'm gonna call him. Let's hopefully this works. Let's see what happens.
I hope it works too. Otherwise, we're just going to have some blank time.
Can you hear anything?
I can. I can hear.
Okay, here it goes. Let's see if he answers. Oh, this is going to be.
Hello?
Father, it's Travis.
Hey, son. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Fine. You doing well?
Yeah, everything's great. I know that you're not used to being in front of lots of people, so I need to clarify one thing before we go further.
Okay.
You're on the Why Your Story podcast out of Star Valley, Wyoming right now live. And and you're here with Mary Jo, my co-host.
Well, hello, Mary Jo. How are you today?
I'm good. What do I call you? Mr. Osmond, Travis's dad, Merrill. What do I call you?
Call me the bear.
The bear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The bear it is.
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Really? How come?
Yeah. They've called me that since I was a little guy. So how are you guys doing up there?
We're doing good.
Really
we're
good.
We're just discussing the history behind the town of Osmond, Wyoming. And so I just kind of went through the history from your great-grandpa down to the present time. And I was telling Mary Jo how honored it is to have known that Grandpa wanted to name the town after me.
That's exactly correct.
Oh, come on now.
I think Travis ought to run for at least mayor, don't you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, then yeah. Governor, and then let's just go up.
Yeah, my wife and I took a trip years ago up there, and we were able to buy some of the stuff from the old mailboxes. And
oh, cool.
Wow.
Just some stuff that around Osmond, Wyoming was really cool.
That's cool. That's nice. How is Mary doing?
She's doing good. She's just a busy little gal. We haven't gone out of our house much, like millions of other people. But she and I have been working really hard around the house, getting things in order, because we don't really get a chance to do that much because we're always on the road, but we're having a good time.
Oh, that's great.
That's so awesome. So I noticed on Facebook that you've been releasing some of your songs that you did back in the rock and roll stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm having some fun, you know, especially when everybody's shut down. I'm put some stuff out there that I've always loved to do. As Travis knows, I've always been the rocker.
Yeah, I can relate. That's so great. I know. Listened to your Born to be Wild, and you actually do it better than Steppenwolf, I have to say.
I think so, too.
I do. I love that song anyway.
While we're talking about rock and roll, Farr, do you remember who played the bass on that Hold Her Tight song?
Yeah, I did. I played
it. No, on the one you just did, on the new one, on the classic rock album.
Yeah, I did.
Hello,
No, you did.
That's right. That's what I thought.
That's right. I'm sorry. I got confused there.
I'm not talking the original. I'm talking the classic rock album.
Yeah, you played it.
What a great bass line.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You are so humble, Travis. That's why I like you.
I don't know how many basses I've given my son.
I know.
But every time I finish with a bass, I give it to Travis. He's got them all over the place.
I have got the coolest collection of old basses, like old bass guitars that my dad has used over the years. Mm-hmm. Oh, my heavens.
What was your favorite?
Yeah, I can't tell you.
Okay.
In fact, I'll tell you a little secret. There's the Rickenbacker bass.
Yep.
That Paul McCartney actually gave me.
Oh, wow.
When I was in England, which I've given Travis. So he's got that in his house.
Yeah, so you think about it. I have this Rickenbacker that was given to my dad. This was back when Paul McCartney was endorsed by Rickenbacker. This was back before the good old days.
You know?
So he gave it to my dad.
Oh, wow.
And then my dad toured with it all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And now I have it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he's holding it on like the old album covers in the 70s. He's actually holding it. I mean, that's probably my favorite one.
Out of all the people you've met, like, who was the most down to earth?
You know, I'm going to have to say, and I know it's weird dropping this name, but I'd have to say the most down to earth entertainer that I ever met was Elvis Presley.
Really?
And I say that because, you know, when we got to know him, we went backstage a lot, and he would just be like a brother. He was very shy. He loved religious type of conversations. He was very spiritual. He loved his mom. He loved his dad. And our mother became like his second mom.
Wow.
Which was really cool. And he was extremely down to earth. And one thing he said to us, which we'll never forget, he said, if he had to do it all over again, he'd go out into the audiences and give them a hug and shake their hand. He really, really missed that side of his life.
Wow.
Wow.
That is neat. That is a great story.
I mean, the people that have been in the business 40 or 50 years, they've learned that it's all about the fan base, people that put them there, and they're humble and they're grateful. It's the up and coming people that have one hits and then they, you know, get all the stardom and then they don't have anything after, which sends them into all kinds of places. But, you know, the Paul McCartneys of the world, again, great friends, great knowledge, and they've been there and they've done that. So those are my kind of friends.
That's cool.
That is, isn't that cool? Isn't that neat?
And Paul McCartney's one of my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hang out.
Yeah.
Shoot calls. That is so awesome. So Father, for the record right now, who is your favorite son?
Oh, okay. I have to say Travis.
what about all the people, all the musicians, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, was there a band that was most influential in your life that you can recall? That who was that?
It was Zeppelin.
Wow.
Robert Plant, he became a good friend, and what was really cool about Zeppelin is that we were playing Earl's Court. That was the big 20,000 seat arena in London, and we were playing there first, and then Zeppelin played after us, and we used Zeppelin's sound system, and the day after, they actually wanted to meet us, which was interesting. So we got together with them. We had great conversations. We saw their kids running around. And then they invited us to go on stage with them to sing Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, wow. Fun.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
We'll have to find some footage of that.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be so cool. That's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Zeppelin was probably, because when we wrote the song called Crazy Horses, the influence of Zeppelin was in that song quite a bit. Mm. And again, the Beatles, obviously, the White Album and all the things that they came out with really affected our writing and things like that. So, yeah, we had a lot of neat experiences in the 70s. That was the time that the Osmonds were really out there doing our thing.
How many songs have you written?
Oh, my gosh. I would maybe 1,000.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, my brothers Alan and Wayne, we all pretty well wrote together. So it was a combination of the three of us.
Mm.
But, hey, I'm glad you're doing this podcast. I think this is a great thing.
We've sure had a lot of fun doing it. We've covered topics from sharks to bears to seafood to now the town of Osmond. I mean, we're covering it all.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's great. I love working with your son.
We've had a good response. I mean, I appreciate people that listen to it and say that it made him smile, and that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, especially during this time.
Well, one thing about Travis, he loves history, and so when we get together, Travis gives us updates on all of the history. Like now I want to know more about Osmond, Wyoming, because there's been so many people that have come back and reported different stories about what happened to our relatives in that area. So, yeah, Travis, keep up with all that and let us know.
I will, Father. One thing before we let you go, relating to our topic, what can you tell us up here from Star Valley about Grandpa? That being born and raised here in Wyoming, what can you tell us?
The thing that I recall probably the most was how he loved people and how he would love to serve those that were in need. As I've read about him, he had this big heart, and that's one thing that I recall reading about him. Also, of course, that was where he got kicked by the horse, right?
No, okay, so you're talking about great-grandpa. I'm talking about Grandpa George, your dad.
Oh, my dad.
Yeah, okay. So being from Star Valley, he was really the last person of our line to live here in Star Valley. We've talked about your great-grandpa George and then your Grandpa Rulin that died and was kicked by the horse.
Okay.
But then a little bit about George, your dad, Grandpa.
Okay, gotcha. Well, our father, he was a military guy. And I don't know exactly how he was raised outside of the fact he had a very, very hard life. He used to love to work. He was a hard worker. I remember one of the stories about him up there where he wanted a job so badly that he'd go out and sweep people's front porches and those kinds of things to try to get a job. So I guess the story about my dad was just hard working. I mean, he never stopped. And that was what he gave the rest of us kids, the ethic of hard work. He just never, ever, never stopped. But I'll tell you one thing. He also had a genuine love for people. I mean, I guess that's where he got it from Grandpa. But he loved people and he loved family. And he was just a great dad. I mean, we miss him greatly.
Yeah. I've always thought that without Grandpa's hard, you do it no matter what work style, that probably made a huge difference to you and your brothers growing up. And that's probably why you were successful, because you just never quit. You never gave up.
Yeah. A lot of people have said, you know, wasn't it hard on you? I mean, of course it was, because, you know, I started when I was 4 years old. But had it not been for, like Travis said, for almost the military style of growing up, I don't think the Osmonds would have accomplished half the stuff we would have done had it not been for that type of raising. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, very cool.
And did his father was the one that was killed, right, when he was 23?
That was right, Travis, right?
Yes, yeah, that's your grandpa that was killed.
And so did she remarry, or did she just raise him on her own?
So, very interesting story. So she did remarry, and she actually remarried three times.
Oh.
And one of them was a Hoops from here in the valley.
All right.
Yep. The one husband that she had, grandpa was 13 at that time, and he was I'm not talking about the Hoops. It was another one, but he was very abusive and kicked grandpa out in the winter. And so grandpa spent two winters sleeping in hay barns here in Star Valley.
Oh, wow.
So that's where he got his grit, you know what I mean? And he did anything he could to make a living at that point. Yeah. And so,
what an amazing man.
You can see a lot of that in my dad and his brothers. There's no quit in them.
Right.
And then you should meet my mom.
Mm, I have met your mom.
Right, Father?
Yeah.
And she's pretty terrific.
Hi.
Hi, Mother.
And then there's you.
We're
don't start on me, Travis.
Okay, I'm sorry. We wanted to say hi.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hi. It's good to hear your voice, son.
Thanks, Mother. We'll come down and see you.
No, we're going to head up your direction.
Well, we'd love to have you. Thanks so much for being on today. Tell Father thank you. We'll let you go, but we're glad to be able to talk a little bit about the Osmond name and the Osmond town today.
Thanks so much. It was so nice getting to know you better.
Thank you, dear friend.
And
you guys hang in there.
And let's do it again, and we'll talk about some classic rock and rolls from the 70s another time.
Yeah, we'll have you sing some, okay?
That sounds good to me.
You
guys have a good time.
All right, Father. Love you.
Hey, love you too. Bye-bye.
Well, that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
That was really cool.
Anyway, that was kind of cool. I've never had an opportunity like that to little interview of my dad. That was fun.
That was really cool. He's a really genuine person, I can tell.
So I hope that you know, maybe when people see the town Osmond or something, they can, you know, understand a little bit more of where that name came from. And
that's for sure. One thing my husband and I do when we travel, we pull up the name of the town and why it was named that. And it's so interesting.
Wow.
Why towns, a lot of them are named after people. But if you continue to get the history of it, it's really fun.
Wow.
So,
that's
and then
cool.
The famous people that come from those towns.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited to do all of Star Valley and each of the towns.
I think we need to do that for sure.
Yes. Let's do it.
So just a couple of takeaway things today. You know, Elvis Presley was influential to my dad, and his favorite son is me. Those are the two things I got. I don't know what you got.
My mom met Elvis Presley. She was on Catalina Island, and she was with her girlfriend, and this guy walked up with a shirt unbuttoned and white pants, and she turned and looked, and she didn't know him at the time that he was famous, because he was just about to get shipped off. I think it was in the Navy, but he was in the military. I know that. And she had a picture taken with him. And so I've always kind of liked him. I've always just thought, oh, that's cool. But that was neat. Out of all the people he's met, like, you consider how many people he's met. And Elvis was one of the most down to earth. I think that's really cool. And then Paul McCartney, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had so much fun with my dad around the campfire just listening to those stories.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for hours he can go on about the people he's met. And
yeah. And he's just down to earth.
He is.
That's what I love about him. Down to earth. And so is your mom.
Yeah, they're great people. Well, that was a great podcast today, MJ. I say we wrap it up.
I think so. It was great.
Hope you all have a wonderful 2 weeks. I'm Travis.
I'm Mary Jo. Have a great, great day.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.